didn't put this in the thing yet. All right, there we go. But yeah, dude, that lady, I fucking swear, she's such a bad driver. She, like, lives with her boyfriend or something, and her boyfriend's a better driver. Anyways, welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. Anyways, I got really confused.
Next podcast. Welcome back to the Morning Ride with Chris and Tate. I'm Tate, he's Chris. Today it is 46 and sunny out today. Actually 51 and sunny out today. It was colder when I left the house. Anyway, that's all we got for today. We'll figure it out. See you later.
Bye. No. Yesterday we didn't make a podcast because Tate came to school fucking early again, so I got a ride with someone else.
Well, I needed to make up another test because I missed a few days of
school. How many tests do you have to make up?
Zero now.
Because I don't like coming to school early. It's fucking awful.
Yeah, I don't like it either, but I had to, so it was a necessity.
So I rode with Grant. There was something I wanted to mention, and then I just, like, completely fucking forgot.
Then it must have not been important.
Probably. Anyways. So, today's fucking Valentine's Day.
Oh, indeed it is.
Which is very unfortunate. I dislike Valentine's Day. Aww. As much as many, many people.
Poor kid.
So, coming to school, like, coming to school every year on Valentine's Day is, like, one of the worst things ever, because they just fucking, they advocate Valentine's Day so much at school, and it's just kind of like, can you just, like, let it be?
Could you not rub in the fact that I don't have a girlfriend yet, please? Like, thank you.
Can you just let the kids dating just do their own shit, and just let us, you know, just do our own things, alright? Just don't fucking throw the shit in my face.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, we can smash.
I'm good.
Are you sure? I brought my Swish.
I'm rushing. No. Oh yeah, yesterday, what the fuck was that, like, shitty meme that you did to me? You were like, someone told me that there was other game consoles other than the GameCube, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so, funny story. I was at lunch, and someone had said something really stupid about me exclusively playing Smash Bros. Melee, which that's not true at all. That's the one from 2001. I obviously play other video games. I obviously have other interests in other video games. But this kid could have swore that the only thing I played was Smash Bros. Melee on the GameCube. So there was a meme that was like, oh, I only know what the GameCube is. I only know what I don't know of any other video game. Oh, no.
Yeah, but you fucking confused me so hard.
Then I figured, well, I'll just take it into MCR and confuse the fuck out of Chris, so it worked.
Because, like, I come into MCR, and then this kid's just like, first off, you're squatting in your desk. And then I just hear you say, like, oh, so I think someone told me that there's other game consoles other than the GameCube. And I got really confused. I was looking at you and I was like, what do you mean? And you're like, well, I mean, is there other game consoles other than the GameCube? And I was like,
the GameCube? Yes, you have to say it exactly like that.
Yeah, and I was like, I mean, yeah, there's, like, the PlayStation. You own a fucking PlayStation 2, and you're still confusing me, and you're like, but what is that?
What is a PlayStation? I don't know what that is.
And the moment when you said, what is that, I immediately knew that this was, like, some kind of weird meme that you were doing. I immediately asked you, I was like, okay, is this some kind of, like, weird-ass meme that I'm not getting? And then you're just like, yeah.
Just, yes.
But you didn't explain it to me, so I made the educated guess of, let me guess, someone made fun of you because they thought the only game that you played was Smash.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yep. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yep, that was the meme. That was indeed the meme.
Like, you've never confused me so hard in my fucking life.
Yes! Yes! You got confused in MCR and it wasn't actually because the actual, like, learning shit. It's because your classmate said something to you and you got really fucking confused. It's like you come home and your mom's like, hey, honey, how was school today? I got confused at MCR again. Oh, that's not Eleanor, but it wasn't because of the material. Oh? Oh. Do tell.
Someone made an obscure reference and I didn't get it.
Gotta judge us, Ben.
Oh, yeah, and we also, like, yesterday was so weird with the fucking drills, like...
Oh, yeah.
They're like, all right, everybody, we're initiating a tornado drill, and we're just like, what? Tornadoes don't even happen in this area.
Yeah, like, literally, there is no tornadoes in Florida whatsoever.
Like,
why do we need to practice this?
Yeah, we have the occasional hurricane every year, but that's hurricane season. That's next August.
Yeah, and on top of that, we haven't had, if you exclude the past... I want to say 2-3 years. We haven't had a hurricane in a 100 years previous to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's likely that we will have another hurricane, but I'm just saying that, no.
Like, the only hurricane I've ever seen in this area was in St. Augustine. I've only seen one tornado in St. Augustine.
You said one hurricane, but that's
fuck.
Fine.
I swear, I'm like dyslexic in the speech.
When God was handing out prophets, you thought he said oily faucets because you have the diarrhea of the mouth.
But honestly, like, why do we practice tornado drills?
I honestly don't know. I think it's standard. But, like, we never had tornadoes in Virginia, but we still practice tornado drills because we had one tornado.
Because, like, yeah, we do have the hurricanes, but even yet we're evacuated off the fucking island when the hurricane is, like, 700 miles offshore.
Yeah, so it's like, thanks, I guess.
Like, I remember, what was it, 2 years ago that there was, like, a mass panic, but the hurricane didn't even, like... hit
no, that was this year. That was this last hurricane.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember this year's hurricane being so bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what it's this year's hurricane. The previous two actually hit us.
Well, yeah, I know that. I know. I'm saying, like, the mass panic that came out of it, where everyone was stocking up as much as they could. Everyone was boarding up everything, and everyone was trying to get off. Like,
yeah, that
to,
was
like,
Irma.
Evacuate.
That was Irma, the most recent one that we've had.
How intense was that one? I don't remember.
Literally
that, like,
did no damage to
to
anywhere near us.
Because, like, I remember...
It completely veered out of the way, even though we still got a hurricane day, I'm pretty sure.
Because, like, I remember that one of those hurricanes came by and did, like, nothing.
Yeah, there was a lot of people not at school because of the hurricane. They're just like, okay.
Yeah, my family's evacuating to Pennsylvania, so we're not going to be here for another
it's like a free
days.
Vacation for seniors. It's like, oh yeah, the hurricane's here. So we're going to evacuate off to California. Yeah. Go to Disneyland.
it's just like, all right.
No, but I want to say Matthew, Hurricane Matthew, and the other one were actually bad.
Hurricane Matthew was, I think, the worst one. That was the one that...
That was the first one that we had.
Yeah, I think that was the one that took down the Jack's Pier.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one actually, like, did a lot of damage. But then, like, Irma did more damage to, like, the Keys than anything else, I think.
Yeah. But what was the other one that we had? It was Matthew, Irma, and then... Or Matthew something, then Irma. Right?
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on. Was that after... I don't even remember, dude. Like, these hurricanes are so insignificant. Okay, wait. There was the one that hit... Cuba? No.
Yeah, but it still hit us. Still did a hell of a lot of damage.
I can't even remember. I remember that it was one of those hurricanes that, like... No, it was Puerto Rico? Puerto Rico got hit?
I honestly don't know what got hit. I just know it hit us, too.
I don't remember. I think by the time it hit us, it was probably like a category 2 or 3.
It was a category 3.
Are you sure you want to check your phone while, like, this car just keeps stopping in front of us?
Yeah.
That's... You want me to type up, like, what you're looking at?
I already got it.
Okay. I feel like we're gonna fucking ram this guy hard.
No, we won't. We're good. Alright, hold on. Give me a second. I'm on the News4Jax website.
We're trying to figure out We're trying to remember how the hurricanes hit us, like, years back.
Alrighty,
because even though we were affected by it, we don't even remember. That's how, like...
It's kind of sad.
That's how in tune we are with this place. Because, fuck Florida, dude.
2018, Alberto, Barrow, Chris, Debbie, Ernesto, Florence, Gordon, Helene.
Wait, wasn't Hurricane Matthew... Wait, what was the hurricane that went into Houston and just fucked up Texas?
Oh, I don't know which one that one was.
Because that happened...
I feel like it was a female name. I feel like it went male name, female name, female name.
Oh, they always give the hurricanes really weird names.
Not really. Matthew ain't that weird of a name.
Irma's a weird name.
Irma is a weird name. Hurricane Sandy was the best up in 2012 when I lived in Virginia. Because everyone either called it Frankenstorm, or if you were a pro memer, you would call it Hurricane SpongeBob.
Dude, I remember actually, like, when I was a young little child, I can't even fucking speak. We were, like, stuck in a hurricane once.
Yeah.
Because we used to live in the neighborhoods past this school,
mm-hmm.
and... The island was evacuated during the hurricane, but we didn't leave for some reason. I don't remember what reason my mom gave me, but, like, I just remember...
We need to protect the dogs.
I remember being stuck inside the apartment and looking out the window and just seeing the fucking, like, trees nearly falling over and how yeah. hard the rain was, like, hitting our, like, apartment building.
Remember
was,
the one, like, that hit North Carolina?
Shitting myself.
And the weatherman was faking how strong the winds were. Because he was like leaning over, pushing into the wind, and he was like making it really hard to talk. And then there's just a couple walking by.
Yeah, there's just two people walking in the background, completely fine.
Like, this is why no one trusts the news anymore, guys. You fucked up.
I mean, hey, they try to over dramatize everything because it's the same shit.
The only weather guy I trust, I don't remember his name, but he was like so fond of weather, and I think he's a weatherman in Virginia. But he would always flip out on live coverage whenever something cool would happen. He would always go cover cool weather events. So one of the rare cool weather events that he went to is, like, lightning while it's snowing, like lightning and thunder while it's snowing. It's a pretty famous clip, actually. And he literally is, like, jumping up and down in the fucking snow as he's watching lightning just hit, just white lightning strike in the background, and he's like, oh my god, it did it again, did you fucking see that, it did it again, oh my god, that's three times, it did it three times, and it like happened 11 times, he's flipping the fuck out.
There's no news station around here that would fucking do that.
No.
Jacksonville's too depressed to do that.
Yeah, there's definitely no way that Jax is gonna do stuff like that. I mean, it's just kind of like, whoa, thanks.
So yeah, that's natural.
I don't remember what hurricanes hit us.
That guy's from fucking Oregon. He drove all the way down here.
That's or impressive. Just got a rental car.
How'd you get a rental car with a license plate from Oregon?
Dude, that happens all the time.
In Florida?
Have you ever been to a rental car place? There's a bunch of them with license plates from California, Oregon, Detroit. Not Detroit, Michigan. like, a bunch of other states. That's just kind of how rental car places work. Because sometimes people will rent cars and then drive them to another state and leave them in the other state, but, like, at the same rental car dealer.
I mean, you never know. I mean, my sister drove all the way to Oregon from Florida. So you never know. That's probably someone who actually drove all the way down here.
Maybe. You never know.
Main review. I guess today...
Never really much to talk about.
We could probably do the Weird Kids part 2.
Oh, yeah. We said we were going to do part 2. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Let's do that. Alrighty.
We spent that entire last
just,
podcast.
Just for a little background, if you do end up liking Weird Kids Part 2 and haven't seen Weird Kids Part 1, definitely go back and check out that podcast. It was really funny. We talked about a lot of stupid shit, and we're probably going to talk about a lot of stupid shit from here on out.
We talk about stupid shit all the time.
Yeah, we always talk about stupid shit, but this is even stupider shit. This is stupid shit that people that we know do. Although, I feel like we always talk about that, too. But it's dumber than usual, so go check that out. We're going to go ahead and dive into part two right now. So let's just jump into it.
Dude, honestly, when we speak about, I almost said young kids. What? Weird kids.
Is there something you want to tell me about?
There's a lot of, like, new underclassmen that are just very, very questionable.
Oh, yeah, dude. For a fact.
Dude! Actually, hold on. Yesterday, after the fire drill, I was walking with Dakota, because, like, since you just laid against the wall after the tornado drill and just, like, sat there doing nothing, and then everyone was shuffled out during the fire alarm, and you just kind of, like, sat there laying against the wall, I walked out with Dakota.
I was like, just let me die in the alleged fire, please.
Yeah, I just yelled bye at you while the fire alarm was going off, and you're just sitting there on the floor, but,
Seems accurate.
I walked out with Dakota, and I was outside with her, and then when we were all called back in, me and her we went down the same hallway again, and we went out that like same set of double doors that we always go outside of.
Yeah.
And there was this girl, I'm assuming she's a sophomore or a freshman. She's trying to walk into the doorway. Like, that doorway always has fucking awful traffic. People do not know how to shuffle through it. But I just see this girl. She's wearing a shirt that has Pepe's all over it, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about. She has B lunch with, and she always sits across from me and Carson. And that day she was wearing a Pepe jacket with Pepe all over it.
Yeah, she had a fucking shirt
so good.
Just Pepe's face everywhere. There was like
so good.
No empty space
it's
on that
so
shirt.
So great. Oh, bro.
And she dyed her eyebrows fucking blue.
Blue, yeah, something like that.
The moment I saw her, like, me and Dakota, when we walked out, we both immediately darted our eyes towards that girl. And we're like, what the fuck?
What the actual fuck is going on?
And Dakota was like, oh my god, such a dead meme. And I was like, I was more concerned about why her eyes were,
eyebrows are fucking blue. Yeah,
blue.
Fucking what? Yeah, oh god, that was such a good meme. Oh, it was so funny. Carson just casually points out to me, he's like, hey Tate, just look at the other lunch table across from us. I'm like, oh my fucking god, that's a Pepe jacket. Oh my god, her eyebrows are blue.
It was so weird to look at.
I could have swore they were dyed green, but I have shit memory and I'm also colorblind, so you never know.
I mean, maybe she's dyed them green. She's probably like one of those people that just changes the like color every like month.
Yeah, that's probably one. That seems accurate. All right. Well, now that we're on that topic of dying hair and weird kids, there is this kid that I knew, and he did swim team with us back in freshman year when I went to high school in Virginia, and he would always dye his hair whatever color, certain colors for each month or whatever during swim team. So when swim team started, I think it was like October, so he had this weird tri-stripe going on. The complete left side of his head was dyed orange. The middle, like, he had a middle stripe dyed green, and the other side of his head was purple. And he wore it like that for the whole entire month. So I'm like, oh, what'd you do? Lose a bet or something like that? And he's like, no, I just like to dye my hair a lot. So I'm like, okay. So November rolls around, and this kid. Now he's dyed his hair almost completely orange. I mean, there's some, like, elements of brown, red, and yellow in there. I'm like, oh, wait, let me guess. Thanksgiving. He's like, how'd you know? I'm like, I have psychic powers. It's not because you dye your hair wacky colors every month. So then in December, he dyed his hair red and green. And I'm like, okay, so he's just gonna do this for every month, right? So our swim season ended in February. So for January, he dyed his hair, which actually this for January it looks kind of sick. He dyed his hair like an ombre from white to light blue, which I thought looked cool. It was very really well done. It looked like ice. I was like, oh, that's actually pretty sick. Cool. Never spoke about it again. And for February, he dyed his hair all pink. So I went to confront him about it, and he said, So let me guess, Valentine's Day, right? He said, oh, no, but I guess it could be for that too. So I'm like, well, why is your hair dyed pink then? He says, oh, no, it's for breast cancer awareness. This dumbass thinks that breast cancer awareness is in February. Like, what the fuck?
The only person I know who's dyed their hair and made it look good is Ross. Because, like...
Didn't he dye his hair blue?
He's dyed his hair probably all the colors of the rainbow by now.
I'm saying recently did he dye his hair blue. Or no, was it blonde?
It's blonde now.
Oh, okay.
But it looks pretty good because, like, his roots are, like, his original hair color, which is, like, some kind of dark brown. But then, like, the top is, like, so nice and, like, it's, like, not, like...
Yeah.
Golden blonde, but it's just, like, blonde in a way that, blonde, like, looks cool. And, I don't know. He's dyed his hair, like, so many times. Like, he's made it, like, purple, blue. He's even made it green.
I remember saying...
bright green.
I remember saying blue and purple before I actually, like, started talking to Ross a lot. But, now I know him more as blonde, but...
Like, I remember, I think it was freshman year... Or it might have been sophomore year, I don't remember. But he, like, dyed his hair green. And I asked him, I was like, why that color? And he's like, I don't know, I just wanted to. And I was like, oh, okay.
And I was like, fuck it, why not?
Like, I heard people calling you, like, Hulk or something. But, like, I mean, it's kind of like an odd color. And he was like, so? And I was like, oh, power to you, I guess.
More power to you. Breast cancer awareness is in February.
The only time when I had something in my own hair, I never dyed my hair. I just put like, it was for my robotics team. We were at a competition, and they just fucking sprayed green paint into my hair.
It's like straight up green spray paint. It's not even hair dye.
It was like, I don't even know what it was. They didn't tell me. They just sprayed it on me, and I was like, oh, okay.
This is fine. I can be okay with this.
This is fine.
Yeah, this is fine.
It took like 2 weeks to get out of my hair. Like, my hair had this like really awkward green hue to it, and it looked disgusting.
Perfect. I only dyed my hair once, and it was for a Super Bowl. We don't talk about that. For a good reason, too. The team I actually ended up rooting for lost, and then I stopped caring about the Super Bowls as much as I did back then. Because I figure if I go all out, then my team's gonna lose. So I might as well just be like one of those chill fans that just kind of wears a jersey and watches the game, and then my team will always win. And they've won from then on out, so there you go.
Also, there's like so many kids at our school that like try to dye their hair, but it just looks
awful. Yeah, actually god awful.
Like, I remember last year there was like these two freshmen or sophomores or whatever. It was like, it looked like these two guys were like best friends or whatever, but they looked they looked like complete fucking retards. And they like, they did not dye their hair correctly. Like, one of them dyed their hair like red and the other like a different color, but it just looked bad.
Yeah, it looked awful. Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about too. They're like pretty pale, right?
That pretty pale. I think they sometimes wear beanies a lot.
Yeah, they wore a lot of beanies too. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Like, I don't know who they are, but I know the twins, they were friends with them, and I think Mikey talked to them too, but like, I looked at those kids and I was like, those are kids that I do not want to be associated with.
Yeah.
And there's also that one girl who, like, is really weird with her makeup and everything that she does.
Oh,
like,
she just
stands out really hard. She has, like, it looks like she has a wig on.
Yeah, hair, it really does.
Her hair is, like, so brightly, like,
dyed,
pink or red.
Yeah, I want to say pink.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I bet she wears a lot of makeup, like... Honestly, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but it kind of looks like a clown.
I mean, like, yeah, not to be offensive or anything like that, but, like,
but
honestly,
it's just, like, that makeup is so heavy, and the hair just is so, like, crazy out there.
And, if we're on the topic of weird kids, we might as well just point this out. Like, last year, when we first saw this girl, we were at the lunch table, and, I think it was originally Grant that termed, that coined the term, clown girl.
Oh, yeah. Because, I forgot we called her that.
Because literally, this girl sitting at a lunch table across from ours, she would come to, like, lunch wearing satanic shirts. She literally came to school one day where, like, on the front side, it had some kind of, like, metal band or some shit on the front or something. But when you looked at the back, there was a fucking, what is it, pentagram?
Yeah.
And a fucking goat, like, head on the back.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a satanic text or some shit, like, Latin or something like that written on the back. And I put it out. I was like, guys, what is she wearing? And then Grant looked at her and he was like, dude, I fucking swear, I think she like prays to Satan or something. Like, what is this girl doing, dude? At our school, like, this is so abnormal.
Yeah. She's probably like the one odd off that's like, have you ever seen the meme where it's like Mordecai and Rigby from Regular Show, and it's like, here, let me throw in my mixtape, and he like forcefully puts it in the like the thing, and they're listening to his music all the way down there. It's like that's her, but except it, instead of it being like something like a meme song or something like that, it's like metal songs, but they're in reverse. So you hear all like the satanic shit that goes on. Oh. It's like, here guys, check out my mixtape.
But like, another thing about her is that she always wears like makeup in a different way, like frequently. Like last year, she wore so much makeup, but like it was always something different. And then one fucking day, she came to school with clown makeup on.
Yeah.
She had like these black triangles on her eyes with like black dots on her cheeks. And just bright lipstick and shit like that. I pointed it out, and Grant was like, she's officially a clown. That's Clown Girl. All right, that's her new name. That's Clown Girl. And then we just coined the term, and every time she walked by, we would always, like, freak out, because she would always be, like, she would always be wearing something different, always have, like, this weird, abnormal makeup on that would just freak us out.
Yeah. I think there's, I think when I started taking Grant and Alex home, a lot. I started taking those two home a lot. And, whenever we would always get stuck behind the bus, and, we'd always be stuck at Clown Girl's, like, stop, you know? Mm-hmm. So we'd always be, Grant would always be like, hey, that's Clown Girl! And Alex would be like, yep.
Alex. Yep.
Yep. The only time I've ever seen Alex actually get emotional about anything was when we were playing Eurobeat in my car. You were there too. And Ida might have been there too. I don't know. I know Grant was there. I know Alex was there for a fact. You might have been there, and Adam probably was there. And we're listening to Eurobeat, and Grant starts asking a question. And Alex just turns around, looks at Grant, and screams, "Anime!"
Adam was there because he recorded that.
That was the best thing that ever happened in that fucking Land Cruiser. Was when Alex turned around. And this kid is typically really quiet. I mean, not really quiet, but he's definitely doesn't like get really passionate about things. Overly sarcastic about any like anything. Yeah. I have never heard this man shout in my entire life.
I've never heard
not
Alex
even jokingly shout. Or anything. Like, even when he plays video games and gets kind of pissed off, he doesn't really shout or anything. He just kind of just like do better. He just seems more disappointed than anything. But when I heard him shout, I was like, oh my god, he can raise his voice.
Yeah, Alex doesn't purvey any fucking emotion whatsoever.
Yes. He's the fucking sarcastic robot that you'd always see, like, the like, in, he's the token sarcastic robot in, like, futuristic movies.
You fucking reference anything, and you're just like, yeah. Like, he doesn't react or anything.
Like, he's, have you ever seen the Rogue One, the Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the bot, that the, like, the one droid in there that was, that was, like, really sarcastic or whatnot, but didn't really show much emotion past that. I forget his name. It was kind of, it was built similar to C-3PO, but wasn't actually him.
I think so.
I think he's black?
I don't remember.
Oh, shit, this is gonna piss me off.
Because I saw Rogue One a while ago, and I didn't like it.
I thought it was alright.
He's like, I've lost track of the Star Wars franchise, so I don't, like, really know what's going on in those movies anymore.
K2SO. I think that, yeah, that might have been it. Hold on. K2SO.
Wait, yeah.
Let's get images. Yeah, that was him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember what he looks like, but I don't remember a lot of stuff that he did.
Yeah. I remember there was one scene in the movie where he literally is like, "We've come to your rescue. Now do something." Thanks, jackass. You just got right in front of me, man. Here, I'll flash my brights at you. Fuck off.
Dude, I see this shit happen, like, all the time.
Alright, let me turn so no one thinks, let me get past the officer, and we're gonna go back to flash brights.
Okay,
get past the cop car, and then we're gonna go back to flash brights.
And I can't remember, like, any other, like, weird kids that have...
Oh, I've got...
Do you wanna, like, stop flashing your lights?
No! Never! I've known a few weird kids. Especially living near the ghetto of Virginia, there's been a lot of weird kids that I've ran into and a lot of weird kids I've had to interact with as classmates. I'm sure if you've listened to any of our past podcasts, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the sex toy dealer.
Yeah.
That he was fucking sketchy. I don't actually know his name, but he was sketchy as hell. He did a lot of weird things in class. I don't think he was one of those guys that, like, I don't know. He's just weird. He was just weird. Like, it wasn't anything about him besides the fact that he sold, like, you know, sex toys. but he was so weird.
Wait, Grant wanted me to talk about the It.
The It?
The It.
Like Pennywise It or, like, different It?
It was a different It. Basically, okay, you know Harry Potter? The one that we reference as Harry Potter?
I think so.
Yeah, so, did you know that he has a sister?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, we call that sister the It.
Oh my god. This kid came into my store, actually. Well, he came in to work. His whole family did. And, he was talking about... At least if I think that I got this right, he was talking to his mom, like, just running her ears off about his YouTube channel.
Wait, this is the same one, like, long hair.
Yeah, glasses. Yeah, has the YouTube channel and does really dumb shit.
He has a YouTube channel?
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah. It's like all computer stuff. Oof. It's awful.
Well, anyways, he has a sister that we saw freshman year, and I think at the end of, not the end, but, like, the beginning of sophomore year, until she disappeared. But we didn't know that she was, like, trans.
Oh, she's trans.
Apparently. She, like, this happened when the whole, like...
Then I think we're talking about the wrong person. There's another person that my friend, like, another group of my friends we call Harry Potter. But we might be talking about the same, like, different people. But he has a YouTube channel. You know Matthew, right? Are we talking about the same person?
No.
Okay, we're not. All right, cool. The reason we call him Harry Potter is because he looks like the Asian version of Harry Potter. Like, if Harry Potter was Asian, that would be Matthew. He does the dumbest shit, but no, I don't know what you're talking about then.
Okay, well, I mean, his name is, like, Seth.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. Now I actually think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so he has a sister who claimed that she was trans or something. Yeah. But freshman year, we didn't know that. And Grant was in learning strategies or something with that girl.
Yeah.
And Grant was telling me that the day he found out was the day when she found a quarter on the ground. And then... asked out loud, hey, I found a quarter. Does anyone want this quarter? And then, I don't remember what Grant said, but Grant called her a she? And then...
She flipped.
And then, like, Grant was like, oh, I'll take it from you or whatever. And then, his teacher pulled him aside and she was like, yeah, she specifically told me that she's, like, non-binary or something, like trans or something like that. And then, like, I think Adam was there with Grant, and Grant was like, oh, fuck. And, like, Adam was trying to, like, silence Grant because, like, Grant was freaking out.
Yeah.
And Grant was just like, I don't give a shit. She's a she.
That's fucking great.
But, dude, she was honestly, she was a weird person as well. Like, she said a lot of weird shit and, like...
Yeah, I bet.
I don't know. She dyed her hair and stuff like that.
Yeah. Why do weird people dye their fucking hair?
I don't know. But also, Grant told me the nastiest fucking story. Was that both she and her brother were at the bus stop, and both of them were, like, pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Everyone at the school can kind of agree. They fucking, like, at the bus loop, they met up and then fucking kissed.
Nope, nope, that's it. That's all the time we have today. That's it.
Nice job.
Nope, that's it. That's it. No. That's it. We're done. Goodbye. Awesome. I'm out.
All right, so that's the end of today's episode. Tate doesn't want to do an outro, so I'm going to go ahead and proceed to do the outro. Thank you guys for listening. Today's Thursday. We don't have school tomorrow. And we don't have school Monday, so we are not going to be...
Podcast is cursed!
We're not going to be uploading anything in the next... You are so fucking loud with your, like, lunch bag. Holy shit. We are not gonna have any episodes in the next 4 days, because obviously of the weekend, we have a 4-day weekend, so we will see you guys later. This has been The Morning Ride with Anchorman, Ptis and Ftis and Pissman and Shitman, and, we'll figure it out. See you guys later.